Well, news out of Forum Park as the New York Jets announced some coaching changes. And Eric, let's start with offensive coordinator Chan Gailey. He's retiring from football.
20 years in the National Football League, Alex. He said before the 2016 season began, he told Todd Bowles, this is going to be my last in the National Football League. He coordinated the Jets offense the last two seasons. The Jets finished just 26th overall on offense this year, but they dealt with a lot of injuries. Eric Decker, of course, went down early in the season. The Jets had to shuffle their lineups along that offensive line throughout the year. But still, on the bright side of things, Bilal Powell had a career year, 1,100 yards from scrimmage. And Robbie Anderson, an undrafted free agent from Temple, he had 43 receptions. And how about Chan Gailey's first year here with the Jets? This team set a franchise record in terms of total yards with nearly 6,000 in all. And two receivers went over 1,000 yards with Brandon Marshall and Eric Decker.
And a total of five assistant coaches will not be returning, most notably on the offensive side of the ball, quarterbacks coach Kevin Petullo.
Well, not only Kevin Petullo, who worked with the quarterbacks this year, but running backs coach Marcel Shipp as well. With the Jets, when you're looking at the quarterback situation, we're going to have to find out who the new offensive coordinator is, and the Jets will have a new quarterbacks coach. Of course, Christian Hackenberger is here. He had a redshirt season. Bryce Petty, he's going to be undergoing surgery on his left shoulder, his non-throwing shoulder, this week to repair a torn labrum. And both Ryan Fitzpatrick and Geno Smith are free agents, so we'll have to see how everything unfolds offensively in the weeks and months ahead.
And on the defensive side of the ball, there are also some coaching vacancies that the Jets are going to have to fill.
Yeah, the Jets made a lot of changes over there, 3-and-all. Defensive line coach Pepper Johnson, outside linebackers coach Mark Collins, and then finally, a defensive backs coach Joe Dana. They all will not return in 2017. Yeah, when you look at the landscape of the National Football League right now, there's six organizations looking for head coaches, and all those coaches, when they're in place, they're going to have to look to fill out their staffs. So there will be some competition out there for some of these assistant coaches.
And it certainly will be interesting to see how the Jets fill those coaching vacancies. One more note for you guys. Mike Maccagnan, general manager of the New York Jets, will speak to the media on Thursday. And we have all your coverage at NewYorkJets.com.